When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different. We're going to be talking about Brownsville, Texas and Starbase, Texas, where SpaceX has their Starship facility, where they build Starships and where they're going to apparently launch a Starship sometime this summer. Super heavy summer is happening. And if you want to be a part of that, that's what this podcast is all about. So I spent about 9 to 10 months down at Starbase. I was a correspondent down there. I filmed, I did live streams down there. I met amazing, amazing people down there. But during my time there, I realized that there's a lot of people from out of town that come to visit and they want to see Elon's giant rocket. This thing is 400 feet tall. It's going to be the most powerful and the largest rocket that humanity has ever seen. It's absolutely gigantic and literally nothing I've ever seen in my life. I've done some really cool stuff in my life. And I'm not, this is not a brag. You know, I've done some really cool stuff, but I used to be a skateboarder, like a semi-pro amateur skateboarder kind of guy. And I would travel all over the country, all over the US, and do demonstrations and go to different places and film skateboard movies and things like that. And I'm out of that now. But at one point in my life, I went to a demonstration with Tony Hawk. I was part of the show. And during that show, it was for the Secret Skate Park tour. So back in the day, it was way back in the day. But Tony Hawk gave me a high five after I did my trick. So Tony Hawk is a legendary skateboarder. And if he gives you props for anything, that's like the biggest compliment anybody could ever give a skateboarder. Like literally the top of the top of the top, the highest dude. It's like if Michael Jordan, if you're shooting three free throws of Michael Jordan and he gives you a high five and tells you that you're good, that's one of those things that you're like, oh man, that's the coolest thing I've ever done. You know, that's literally the coolest thing. I did a front blunt on an extension in a bowl. And it was, you know, it was like a pretty big extension. And I've never really been good at front blunts, but I did it in front of Tony. I came up off the deck. I just like, my run was done. He's like, hey, that was a sick front blunt. Gave me a little high five. And I was like, cool. that just made my life, you know. But the like seeing Starship is, it's not comparable. There's a whole different feeling than that. Like that Tony Hawk thing, that only lasted a minute, you know, a couple of minutes. And like, I still remember it to this day because it was really cool. But going to see Starship, going to see the facility, spend some time there, you know, spend a day or two there, and you'll see the future of humanity. So it means a lot more to a lot more people than, say, somebody like Tony Hawk, who's a sports hero. So because this is basically how we're going to send people to Mars and to the moon. You know, the Starship is going to be part of the HLS program, the human landing system that will be taking people to the surface of the moon. And we'll be eventually taking people to the surface of Mars and cargo to both places as well. And also launching the next batch of Starlink satellites, Starlink 2.0. And that will change communications on Earth forever. So this giant ship is going to be one of those things that may change humanity as a whole. Now, getting to Brownsville, getting to South Padre Island, and getting to places where you can actually see the Starship, I'm gonna give you a little rundown of what's going to happen when you get to that area, how to get there, and how to watch the launch. Okay. So there's thousands of people that will come from all over the world to see this rocket. But also the launch is going to be crazy because people from all over the world want to see the big show. You know, like if you're just down there on the side of the road and you're watching them build it, that's one thing. But if you're going to, if you want to see the most powerful rocket that's ever been built launch, that's a big show. It's not going to be NASA big, mind you. It's not going to be NASA big. So NASA's SLS rocket is going to be launching late August, early September of this year down at the Cape. But that's going to be huge. There's probably going to be a million people flooding into that area to see this rocket launch. It's the next moon rocket. So a million people coming to Orlando, like they're kind of used to that traffic. You know, it's Disney and NASA has a, you know, they have facilities for that, right? They have a huge city right there that you can get anything you ever wanted, literally anything you ever wanted ever, from any gas station. Basically, you could get anything NASA related or you know, space related, any place around there. So they're ready for it. They have big roads, you know, they have nice wide roads and they have the whole facility for viewing these rocket launches. SpaceX doesn't have any of that infrastructure. SpaceX is, this is a skunk works down there. It's in the middle of the desert and there's one road that goes in, one road that goes out. It's a 25-mile.
This show is brought to you by Backblaze. I use Backblaze to back up my podcast, my video files, all of my writing stuff and all my photos. And you get unlimited computer backup for Macs and PCs for just $7 a month. You can back up your own documents, photos, videos, drawings, projects, all of your data, and access your backed up data from anywhere in the world using the web app. And you can access the files on your mobile too. iOS, Android apps, all covered. And this is the cool part. This is my favorite part. You can restore it by mail. A hard drive will come to your house with all your data shipped to your door. It could come to your business too. And you can restore, return, refund program. So you can buy a hard drive restore, send the hard drive back within 30 days, and get a full refund. So basically they ship you this hard drive and then you ship it back and you don't ever pay for it, which is the perfect program for somebody who has huge files and you don't want to waste days and days downloading terabytes and teraflops of data. And if you're worried about accidentally deleting your files, $2 extra a month, you can increase your retention history to 1 year. And I use it for all of my video files. It comes in super handy. So $7 plus $2, $9 a month, and you get everything backed up, ease of mind for up to a year. And if you use the URL backblaze.com/Elon, you get a fully featured 15-day no credit card required free trial. Check it out, play with it, start protecting yourself from potential bad times. Back your stuff up. It's recommended by the New York Times, Inc., Macworld, PC World, LifeWire, Wired, Tom's Guide, 9to5 Mac, and more. And it's recently been listed on the NASDAQ Stock Exchange under BLZE, so you know they're legit. Backblaze is committed more than ever to bringing easy and affordable data storage that you can trust. Don't be that person that forgot to back up their important files. We've got your back. Sign up for a free 15-day trial. No credit card required. Go there, sign up, play with it. It's really powerful and is really easy to use. So go to backblaze.com/Elon. Backblaze.com/Elon. Backblaze.com/Elon.
Road, it's Highway 4. And you go east on Highway 4, out of Brownsville, and you just keep going until the very end of Highway 4. And at the end of Highway 4 is the Gulf of Mexico. It's about a 30-minute drive. You have to stop by. You don't have to stop by. You drive past, I should say, the Border Patrol at that point. And it slows you down a little bit. You go from like 55 to 30 because you don't want to go really fast by the Border Patrol. Basically, because it's Border Patrol. You don't want to be a jerk. A lot of people out there wandering around. You know, the Border Patrol officers inhabit that place basically all day and all night, and they're walking around on the roads and stuff. So just be careful. But that's the only place you have to slow down. And then the rest of it is 55 miles an hour. People go 80 miles an hour down there. There's usually no speed traps, but word of wisdom, sometimes there are. So make sure to go the speed limit and just watch out for potholes. That's one of the things that you should do is watch the roads, because these roads were not built for the heavy trucks that SpaceX brings down to that area. This used to be a vacation area. And it was a retirement vacation area. And people with their little sedans and stuff would go out there. And it's, like I said before, it's 30 minutes out to the middle of nowhere. And the beach is beautiful. It's a cool little beach. And there's nobody there. You know, usually there's a few people on the beach every day, but most people, hundreds of people every day, are building at SpaceX's Starbase. So after about a 30-minute drive down, you'll start to see, about a 25-minute drive down, you'll start to see the Starbase facility. And on the left, you'll see the bays and the production facility. And on the right, a little bit further down, about a mile and a half down, you'll see the launch facility at the very end of Highway 4. Now, let's kind of back up a little bit, because I want to get you to this area first. You have to get to the Brownsville, South Padre Island area and get everything set up so you can watch the launch. And so let's go back a little bit and let's take those steps to get you down there. First and foremost, if you're not from the area and if you're not driving in, you'll be flying into Brownsville International Airport. That's BRO is the airport code to get to Brownsville International Airport. From there, you won't have a vehicle. Either you can choose Uber, Lyft. There are Uber and Lyft drivers there. The city of Brownsville is around 200,000 people. So there are people there that do Uber and Lyft. Though it is out in the middle of nowhere, mind you, it's very sparsely populated in that area because it's in the very southern tip of Texas, right on the Gulf of Mexico. There's barely anything there. But there is Uber and Lyft. So once you get off the airport or off the airplane, go to the airport, book your Uber, book your Lyft. You can also rent a car. And I would suggest, if you can drive, to rent your own car to go there, because relying on an Uber or a Lyft to get you there and dropping you off and then calling another Uber or a Lyft when you're down there, it's not going to happen unless you're going to stay with the Uber driver the whole time and they'll charge you for that whole thing. So you don't want to be charged unless you have the money. That's fine too. But if you want to drive, rent a car, rent a vehicle at the airport, and you know, you're ready to go. You might be able to rent a Turo, like a Tesla or something too. So Turo is available in the area, T-U-R-O. You can rent a somebody else's car too, like a rideshare kind of thing. Or Airbnb for cars, basically. T-U-R-O is the app. And they have Teslas and they have all sorts of high-end vehicles if you're into that. But more than likely, you just want to rent a normal car. So rent your car at the airport, pick it up, you're good to go. Or get an Uber. And if you just want to see, like, if you just want to do like a little tour, Uber might be the best way to go at that point. But if you're in the town for, you know, which I would suggest, go to Brownsville, South Padre Island area for a good 4-5 days if you can, a whole week if you can, because you'll see some cool stuff at Starbase. But for the reason of this podcast, you want to see the launch. So you're going to need some time. So kind of do 7 days. I would say 7 days, at least a week, because sometimes things happen. Sometimes they scrub a launch. Sometimes they just have to wait for something to happen. Maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks, who knows? So they could be ready for a launch, and then they might scrub a launch because of a fuel line. They could scrub a launch because of a gasket. They could scrub a launch for any of the thousands of pieces that go into this rocket. So be ready for that too. Be ready for disappointment, I guess would be the best way to put it, because you may not even see the launch. So put that in your head. If you go down there, just think, I might not see this launch. That's fine, but it would be cool if I did. So rent your car at the airport, and there's bunches of hotels in Brownsville, and they're relatively decently priced in Brownsville. South Padre Island is a pretty good place to be as well, because you'll be able to see the launch from South Padre Island at the amphitheater, at the park. So South Padre Island Amphitheater is a really good spot to be because you can see across the Gulf right directly at Starbase, and you can be out there with thousands of other people hanging out. It's a beautiful, beautiful area. Beautiful, absolutely stunning, beautiful area. Wildlife, boats, all sorts of stuff. There might be a no boat zone in that area for the launch, but I think you'll be able to get into the amphitheater area, South Padre Island. So Google that up, the amphitheater of South Padre Island. And you have to pay, I think it's $12 to get into the park to get down there, but it's like a really nice, really cool, chill place. So if you go to the amphitheater, you'll be able to have a really good view of the SpaceX launch facility. Now, there's another place you can check out, the Jetty South Padre Island Tower. In that area, there's parking and also the Jesus Christ of the Fishermen statue on South Padre Island. There's a South Beach parking area on the right side of the island, on the east side of the island. And you should be able to see the launch from there, but you won't be able, you might not be able to see the beginning of the launch from the South Beach parking area of Padre Island. It's like Channel View Road, in the Isla Blanca Park, Isla Blanca Beach. You could go to the very southern tip of that and probably see it. And there's also the South Padre Island jetties that you could check out. Now there's sort of a, there's some islands in between, the Del Mar Beach area, the Brazos Island State Park area, and also Los Brazos and the jetties, Boca Chica Fishing Jetty, might not be available because there's a no-fly zone, basically, and a no-people zone for this launch. So it might be right at the cutoff. So I'm suggesting to stay within the whole, like the main South Padre Island area. Isla Blanca Park is pretty cool too, you know, so you could check that out. And also the U.S. Coast Guard Station, that would be probably the coolest place to see, but you might not be able to see everything. It would be pretty neat to be there though. But yeah, the jetties, South Padre Island would be pretty cool. But also the Jesus Christ of the Fisherman statue might be probably, I think that's the one you're going to have to go to. But also, yeah, the Cameron County Amphitheater is pretty good. That's a pretty chill spot. So if you're going to go there just to hang out, South Padre Island, Cameron County Amphitheater, that's a really cool spot. So those few places would be a really great place just to be there and to watch it. And like I said before, there's hotels in Brownsville and South Padre Island to Brownsville. It's about a 30-minute trip from Brownsville to South Padre Island by car. So if you get into the South Padre, Brownsville, South Padre International Airport, you rent your car and get your hotel. I would suggest doing that first so you can drop off your stuff because you don't want to be down in the middle of nowhere at Boca Chica Beach with all of your stuff. So go to your hotel first, drop that stuff off, then go do your Boca Chica Boulevard Highway 4 stuff. So cool thing is, there's a rocket facility down there. And if you're just going to go like a few days before the launch, check it out. That's cool. But I'm going to give you a little survival tip here. And the survival tip is to bring everything with you that you would need if you're going to go kind of 30 minutes out into the middle of nowhere with no facilities, right? So a good thing to do is when you get to the airport, or if you drive down, find some place to go to the bathroom. It's a 30-minute drive down to Boca Chica Beach, down to SpaceX and to Starbase. Find a place to go to the bathroom before you go down. Because you're going to be there. It's going to be a 30-minute drive back. So that's 1 hour. Then you're going to be there for a while because you want to see everything, right? So maybe you're going to be there 3 hours. It's hot. It's very hot. Bring a big hat. Bring a big sun hat. Keep the sun off your face, keep the sun off your head, and keep your head cool because you want to stay cool. It's going to be 90 degrees there, probably 90 plus, and humidity. So you're going to be really hot out in the sun. If you're cool with the sun, that's great. Wear sunscreen too, though, and also cover up your skin. Wear light, flowy, comfortable clothes that let the air flow through your clothes and keep the sun off your skin. That's a great way to do it. The workers down there, you see them. They're not bare armed and bare chested. And, you know, they don't wear shorts. They wear pants. They wear long sleeve shirts. They wear sunglasses. And you know that they're working out there all day in the 100 plus degree heat inside of a stainless steel container ship. So they're building these things inside these giant stainless steel rockets. So they know what they're doing. You take it, take a note from them, cover up your skin, because there's literally no shade down there. Nothing you can do. And there's no bathrooms. And there's no food. So bring some food with you. Bring some snacks with you. You know, beef jerky, trail mix, whatever floats your boat, whatever tickles your fancy, as they say. Bring some fruit with you. That's always a good thing. But whatever you take in, take out with you, please. Because you don't want to litter. One, you're a disgusting pig if you litter. I'm just going to be honest with you. You're gross and weird. And two, it's just going to destroy the environment down there. This is a Boca Chica wildlife refuge down there at Boca Chica Beach. And the whole way down there, it's a wildlife refuge. So don't be a jerk. Whatever you bring in, bring out with you. Don't litter. Don't throw stuff on the ground and think, oh, no one's ever going to see it. Because they will. You know, you might kill a bird. You might kill something. And just don't be a jerk. So whatever you bring in, bring out with you. Bring a lot of water also. What I would suggest is there's a lot of little gas stations on your way before you get to Highway 4, little markets and stuff. I would suggest buying either, you know, like you could get a big pack of water, like a 24 pack of water for like $5, you know, those little bottles. And even though those, it's not the best thing to do, it's always good to have extra water, not just for yourself, but for other people too. Because if you see somebody down there, everyone has always been really nice that I've met down there. And sometimes you just have to share, right? So the best thing for me to do, I always had a big case of water in my trunk. Maybe if you're going to go for a couple of days, get a 24 pack or whatever, because you're going to be out and about anyway. And it's always better to use reusable, you know, reusable containers for this stuff, but sometimes you just can't, and it's not really feasible to do that. And it's better for more people than just yourself if you have containers of water for other people. So just think of yourself first, think of other people as well. And also bring your phone with you, bring something, bring a camera with you. It's a once in a lifetime thing. So bring a camera, bring a phone, bring whatever the best camera that you have. Bring that with you. Make sure to be safe, though. You're out in the middle of nowhere. There's really no, it's kind of wild down there. So there's really no police presence other than at Starbase. So be careful. Don't leave your stuff around. It's just street smarts. Don't leave your stuff around. When you leave your vehicle, put all your stuff in your trunk, you know, secure it as much as possible. You know, it really is a wild place down there. I've met some absolutely amazing people from all over the world, but I've also met some really sketchy people. And yeah, you just got to have your street smarts. Like if they get too close to you, you know, like just kind of back off and make it known that you don't like them being that close, kind of thing. Like I've had to do that a few times. Like, yo, dude, you got to back off. Because when they're coming like right up to you and talking to you and they're like a close talker, you know, it makes me uncomfortable for close talkers. So I'll take a step back. But I'll also take care of my equipment, take care of myself. I have a lot of camera equipment. So for me, I have to have a special, like a secure area kind of out of everybody's reach. I kind of park by myself, not near everybody, because it's not that I don't trust people. I just know that what can happen will happen. You know, so there's a lot of times that I'm like, man, I just want to be right up in the action. And I'm really excited, because I want to see this stuff happen. But also there's other times when I'm like, ooh, this is not like, this doesn't seem like the right time. And those are the times where you just want to like, you want to be there, but you got to back off, you know, and you got to just go do your own thing. That being said, do your own thing, but be courteous of the people that work there. Be courteous of the people that work there, that live there. These people are there all the time. You know, they're baking in this heat to build this rocket ship. And they're sacrificing a lot for this. So please, please be courteous of the people that work there and the people that are there already. You know, if people are live streaming on YouTube, you know, say hi, but also, you know, just be good to them. Be good to other people. Be nice to people. So the takeaway from all of this here, and I'm going to wrap it up in a minute here, is that just be a decent human being. That's about it. go to Boca Chica Beach, hang out, go to SpaceX's launch facility, go see the orbital pad, go see the construction going down there, go see Starbase, SpaceX's launch control center, the Starbase sign. You know, like, how cool is that to go to the Starbase sign? Super cool. Super, super cool. So go see that stuff. It'd be neat to see it. And also, you know, take care of yourself and each other, and make sure that you stay out of the way and just be a good Samaritan and be a good person. So at the end of the day, I know this was supposed to be a sort of not a survival of Starbase, but more so a general guide to go see the launch. So they'll probably do a daytime launch. So you want to be there. You want to wake up early that day and get ready and just be ready to go to your spot, you know? And I do believe that South Padre Island is the place to be for these launches for everybody. There are a couple other spots, but I don't think they're as good. So I want to give you the best spot for yourself. And, you know, as somebody who was a local for almost a year, I think those are the couple good, really good spots for you to hang out. South Padre Island at the Cameron County Amphitheater and near the Jesus Christ of the Fisherman statue. So thanks everybody for hanging out today. I really do appreciate it. And if you like this, make sure to subscribe on any podcast platform that you're using right now. Take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.